This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out another Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson here, and I've got a really packed podcast for you. Honestly, there's loads of bits of paper in front of me with loads of stuff on this week's podcast. We have got Emily Sandé. Now, she was launching her new album in the North Sound Attic for the Aberdeen album launch. All the details on that coming up in a little bit from now. We had Marcus Collins from The X Factor on with Greg Zinyaz at breakfast to promote his new song. And of course, Yaz got a date in time for Valentine's Day. If you caught the podcast last week, you'll know it was all about trying to get Yaz a date with Greg Z and Joe from News. They succeeded. Here is exactly what happened. Let's kick off the Best of North Sound 1 podcast with a date for Yaz.
We're about to find Yaz a man. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, we started asking for guys in the northeast of Scotland to go onto our website, northsound1.com, if they were interested in dating Yaz, because Yaz is the worst at picking a man. She always goes for the wrong type and it just never works out.
And I'm a bit too fussy as well, so I find it really hard to pick a man.
Fussy on silly things.
Yeah.
Like wonky teeth.
Yeah. I love wonky teeth.
So Joe and I basically have taken it out of Yaz's hands altogether. And Joe and I have found you a man, I think. Okay. However.
Okay.
However.
Oh, no.
You don't get to pick the man, Yaz. You don't get to have any say on this guy at all. But your mum will. Nobody knows Yaz better than her mum.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, we think this guy could be okay.
Yeah, okay. I kind of trust you guys a little bit.
I think he ticks a few of your boxes, including, well, he's in a band.
All right, okay.
But that's all. That's really it. It's really down to your mum. We're going to get Yaz's mum. Go, would you tie her up, actually? Just get her tied up.
Right, hands behind your back.
Just okay. Just get her tied up.
What are you going
to use? You're not allowed to talk. That's it. You're going to have to gag her as well, because she's not allowed to talk to the guy. You're not allowed to talk to your mum either. We're going to be phoning Jackie, who is Yaz's mum, and we're also going to be phoning up a guy who we reckon could be Yaz's future man.
Oh.
We got a man, Joe and I, we found a man for Yaz, but really, the it's down to Yaz's mum, so...
Well, we like him, yeah.
Yeah, we like him. Hi, Jackie!
Good morning, Gregsy.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
It's been a while since Joe the News had a conversation with you. I think Joe was quite smitten with you.
Really?
Yeah, I think we might have a bit of a double date thing going on here. We maybe got a date for Yaz and a date for you, Jackie.
Yeah, Yaz showed me some of the pictures from the olden days.
Yaz showed you a certain picture of you with your legs on show.
All right, one of these.
Anyway, right, we got a Yaz who's very quiet for a change in the studio. We have her gagged and blindfolded. She can't talk and she can't see anything that's going on. Not that it matters because everybody's on the phone.
She's turning red, though.
This is a very exciting point now. This is what we've been building up to. Joe and I have picked a potential date for Yaz.
Good.
But Jackie,
yeah,
it's really down to you on whether this guy is good enough for your daughter. Shall I introduce the poor sucker victim, sorry, contestant?
Lucky guy, I would say.
Yes. Hi, Greg.
Hi there.
It's Greg Robertson. Now, Greg, say hi to your potential future mother-in-law.
Hello there, Jackie. How are you?
I'm very well, Greg. And how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
What we're going to do here is we're going to leave this down to just you two in the room together. Picture the scene. Yaz is nipped out and you're alone with the potential mother-in-law here. And Jackie leans forward to ask you the following question.
Okay, Greg. My question is, what makes you good enough for my daughter?
Oh, killer question! Oh!
Getting right to the point.
Oh!
Okay, well, Jackie, my answer to that would be I was raised by a very attractive mother, myself, as I believe you are, and I was raised in how to treat women very properly and treat them like angels.
I don't know if I'm liking this or if my skin's crawling right now. But
I don't know. I think I want to go out with Greg now.
You want to go out with him, Jill? Jackie, I mean... Is he the kind of man that you like to see Yaz end up with? Yeah.
Well, his patter's good. I'll say that. my big question would be about honesty.
Oh.
Is he honest?
Very much honest.
Now here's the thing: you can only answer this honestly or lie.
Very honest man. The only way to be in life is honest.
Are you impressed with this man, Jackie?
Yes, he sounds good.
Okay.
He Sounds like he's got a good sense of humour, and that's essential as well.
What do we say? Going forward, what do you think, Jackie?
I think yes. Give it a go.
Yes, you can do it! Right. This is great. This is honestly brilliant. Brilliant news. We managed to find Yaz a date. It's happening. And wait till you hear where you're both going. Right, you can ungag Yaz now.
Okay.
Right, ungag Yaz. You better say hi to Greg, Yaz. Say hi to Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Yaz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm good.
The two of you are going out on a date. And Jackie, will you be free to chaperone?
Might be.
You don't have to. Don't worry. No, I'll leave you with Jill. Guys, I've actually got you a proper day out here. We've got you lunch at the Broadstreet Inn, so you're off for lunch together.
Lovely.
Right?
Okay.
And then that's just the start of the date. It starts with food, and then you're off for a day's activity. You're gonna be doing
after food.
Yeah, after food.
Stitches on the cards.
Maybe have a light lunch.
Yeah.
You're going to Deeside Activity Park. Now, if you haven't heard of this place, they've got clay pigeon shooting. They've got quad biking.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and 4x4 off-road driving. Greg, I will say, I've been in the car with Yaz. It could be a very short date.
We'll do that last.
Guys, enjoy your dates.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Jackie, I'll let you go and get the baby photos looked out for the next meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, Jackie, and thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Yaz is on a date. So many people are on the phones about this. So we'll pick a random line. Hello.
Hello, love, it's me.
Hi, Barbara. The oldest listener in town.
Not as old as Greg.
It doesn't sound too old for you.
Oh, Yaz's new man. Yes. What do you think of him? You heard him on the show there.
I think he sounds a very, very nice gentleman. Yes, I do. And so, his voice was very, very... It was a true voice. It was very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I used to like that band.
True voice. Right. Yes. So don't you worry. He's not. Doesn't sound too old for you at all.
Well, he's already passed the Jackie test. That's Yaz's mum. So now the Barbara test.
Yes. I think he sounded very, very nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got two thumbs up so far.
Barbara's seal of approval.
Yes, definitely. So whoever said he sounded too old, she wants to listen again.
Barbara, don't start fighting with the listeners. My goodness me.
No, he does. He sounded very, very nice. And I just hope you have a nice day, nice time.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah? Oh, what do you think of the date?
You've got a tinge in your voice now. That's good.
What do you think of the date that we've got Yaz going on then?
I think it sounded very nice.
Yes, yeah. Would you like a bit of that 4x4 driving, a bit of quad biking?
Yeah, 4x4. I don't know about the quad biking, but the 4x4 I wouldn't mind having a go at.
I could see you on your mobility scooter. Well, Barbara, have a lovely day.
You do.
So it'll be really interesting to see how Yaz's date goes. You never know, it could be true love. Thanks to Greg's Eat at Breakfast. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen-again. Still to come, it was Marcus Collins on The Breakfast Show with Greg's Eat and Yaz promoting his new single, of course, Marcus from The X Factor. You can hear all the latest and you can hear the full interview here soon. But first, Emily Sandé was launching a new album, Our Version of Events, here in the North Sound Attic. It was an Aberdeen album launch. You can catch the full video session of all the songs, including the new song Hope, co-written with Alicia Keys, online at our website, northsound1.com/Emily. And here is Emily Sandé speaking to Greg's and Yaz at breakfast live from the Aberdeen North Sound Attic.
Little treat for you as you head into school and as you head in this morning to work, because Emily Sandé was here at North Sound 1 yesterday. It was an exclusive album launch party. And the album, of course, Our Version of Events, set to be potentially number one this weekend. And quite deserved as well. The stuff that she's been performing and doing for the last wee while is just amazing. Before I play you one of the live tracks, I'm going to let you hear a little Q&A session that we did about halfway through the set, where we took some questions from listeners who were just watching the gig yesterday here at North Sound 1, upstairs in the attic. Have a listen to how it went down.
Who's probably the most famous people you've written songs for, then?
I've written...
For heaps of people. I don't want to name drop again.
Come on, come on. I want to hear them all.
Well, we start with Chipmunk and then Wiley and then Professor Green, Tiny Temper, Leona Lewis, Susan Boyle.
Hard-working person in showbiz, eh? Very hard-working person. Now, we got some from the floor. Maria?
On the 30th of March, we have our Cash for Kids Day. Yes. And what we're doing is we're asking the children to come dressed as a superhero along with the corporates. Which superhero would you come dressed as?
Which superhero?
Ooh, superhero. Now, what do? Do you go for the looks or do you go for the powers?
Yeah. Probably, is there a superwoman? If there is one and she can do the same as Superman, that's Sue.
Superwoman. I like that. That's good. Thank you, Maria. What else we got? Cameron. Oh, no. Cameron. Hello, Cameron. How are you, buddy? Come here. You can come up as well. You got a question for Emily?
What was the naughtiest thing you've done in school?
The naughtiest thing you've done at school?
Well, my dad taught at my school, so I couldn't get up to too much, but I don't know. I spoke a lot, like when I was supposed to be working. That's about as bad as it got, because he'd always find out.
Are you here with your mum? Just tell me, what's the naughtiest thing you've done at school?
I don't know.
He can't remember.
We'll get rid of mum, and you can tell us the truth later on then. And also Elaine, you're going to have to say hello or shout. Oh, you're there. Hello, Elaine. What's your question for Emily?
Well, I was going to ask you where you got your inspiration for your lyrics for your songs, but I read the Q magazine downstairs and it gave all the answers away. So maybe you can shed a bit more light on it.
What did I say in that?
But you wanted to actually, you thought that having a mental breakdown would be quite an interesting thing to have, which was a bit disturbing.
Well, other than mental breakdowns, I don't know, I'm just inspired by things that are happening around me and stories and relationships I have. So I try and keep it as honest as possible and kind of use it as a therapy to get anything out.
And of course, you can check out the video of the full set. Just an amazing voice. She owns the stage. She is Emily Sandy, and it's online at northsound1.com/Emily. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Grant Thompson here. And sticking with Greg's Eat Breakfast, really big week for celebrities on the show. Emily Sandy and Marcus Collins. Here's what happened when Marcus popped in.
Monday morning, it's Greg's Eat Breakfast at North Sound 1. And we said he was coming in. We've got the screaming fans outside. Calm down, girls. Marcus Collins. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very good. How's it been going?
Oh, so busy. Really busy, but everything's going well. I'm happy.
Now, we know the Marcus Collins story up to the point where, you know, you did the final. Mm-hmm. And then, where do you go? What happens to somebody after that show?
I went to a party. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then I went to bed, and then I woke up the next day, and I started songwriting. Because
the very next day,
the very next morning, wow, because I had so much to say and so much that I really just wanted to.
And no hangover?
Express. Oh no, there was a hangover.
Oh, but there was
only a slight one. But yeah, I started writing and then went back to Liverpool for a few days, saw my family, caught up with everything I needed to do, and then I was straight back during Christmas and stuff, like recording and writing things and getting ideas ready for the album. And then working alongside Gary, we finished the album a couple of weeks back. So then that's all kind of gone to the label. We've shown them everything. The label are confident with it. So the single's out the 4th. The album's out the 12th. We've got the tour starting the 25th.
Interview over. Well done.
Interview over. There you go.
I know we said we were pushed for time, Mark.
Very pushed for time.
Oh, dear. I've got to say, I mean, you've done all this in a very short space of time. Yeah. Normally, yes, somebody who's been an X Factor contestant, they go off and they do the X Factor tour. There's a bit of a wait in between. And then they come back near about sort of X Factor time the following year.
Yes.
How have you managed to do it so quick?
I had ideas all the way through X Factor of what I wanted to do if I was given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So this is something I've really had my mind focused on, and I've kind of been wanting to go in a certain way. So I've had ideas of what I wanted to do, preconceived ideas, and now I was given the opportunity. I was like, right, guys, this is what I want to do. Let's go. And then just one thing led to another. And before we knew it, we had more than enough. And we had to cut quite a few songs before we could actually make the album.
So the album isn't, because you've done a lot of writing and whatnot, so it's not an album full of cover versions.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's good, right? Because obviously your single out on the 4th of March is a cover version. Why Seven Nation Army?
Oh, because it's just a cool song, isn't it? It's just
it
iconic.
Is a cool song.
Wow, like March, that was on March 2003. Mm-hmm. Absolute belter. That riff, just down, 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 down. I love it. It makes me smile every time I listen to it.
Well, you smile a lot, actually, because I think I see you as a very sort of positive, glass half full kind of person. How are you feeling about the stick that you're receiving from the White Stripes fans?
Oh, I haven't even... What stick? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
Right over my head. Right over my...
Yay.
Blow-dried locks. Can't even, honestly. Not even aware it's been happening. It's good.
Good. Have you... Actually, talking about hair and what... Have you any inclination to return to hairdressing someday? Do you miss it?
I'm still working.
Are you?
I'm still working. I'm doing little bits for me mates when I get a chance, but that's not very often these days. You
know. Like Homer's.
I've been letting mine... Mine's just being grown out a little bit. I've normally had the short spike, but, you know, I'm growing mine out a bit. What could you do with me this morning?
Where do you start, Marcus?
Oh, come on!
Perhaps, I don't know, get some product on it and just do, like, a 1950s, grease it back. You look smart.
Grease it back. Very nice.
Look smart.
Maybe wash it. I might try that
perhaps,
as well.
might be an idea.
Yeah. Good start.
Gary Barlow is the man you've been spending probably the most amount of time with over the last couple of weeks or couple of months.
Yeah.
How hands-on has he been with you?
He's been very involved with making the album. And, yeah, I'm so grateful to him. He really has gone that extra mile for me. He's more than a mentor. He's my friend. He's a good man.
Because he was your mentor through the series. We saw a very serious side to Gary. Is he like that off camera when you're in the studio together? Are you having arguments over songs?
No, never.
You never fall out?
Never fall out. And do you know why? Because I don't need to. Because Gary is never wrong, and it's something that it's taken some getting used to. The fact that everything that he says is actually spot on. Like, I'm waiting for him to slip up, and he just never does. He's really in tune with what he's doing. He knows. He's a very clever man.
Well, we're going to get to see you soon-ish on the X Factor tour.
Yes, can't wait. We're coming to Aberdeen on the 13th. So it's going to be a good night.
Oh, just a day after your album release as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Could you be this could be history here. You could be the first person on the X Factor tour to have a number one whilst on the tour. Would that be right?
It could happen. Yeah. It could happen. Hopefully, all going well. It's going to be really interesting, though. I think I'm on the tour this year. We've changed things up slightly, and I'm going to be the first contestant that's ever done anything from their own. I'd say my own material, but obviously it's a cover from the first album. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes down and how the public responds to it.
Wish you all the very best with the album. The song, by the way, is it was already an anthem, but I think you've done something amazing to it.
I love it.
Thanks, Juan. Thanks very much.
No, really.